And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to see you. I got one question. Where's the honey at? It's been a wild and wacky 2 weeks. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're back with week 13 in the Vampire and the Ray Lewis League. Today, we are starting in the Vampire League. It is a big game finished up last night on Monday Night Football as Quinn, the Bonafex Trees, was victorious over the Vampire, 147-139.9. He wins just by 7 points and stays victorious this season against the Vampire, 2-0. For the first time in history, Quinn is 2-0 against the Vampire in the season. Daniel comes in with a chance this week. He goes up against Mr. Cole Roll, who is walking into the fight this year, as we know, with all the injuries and whatnot. So we're excited for this week. We take a look at the QPC projections. The last time we talked, Daniel and I talked over week 11. So in week 11, I actually went 4-0. Got all the matchups right. I had Stampire over Jay Cutler. I had Bonefex Trees over Chase. Kurt over Cole Roll. And Z-Hud over Chupra Cupra. And Stampire with the win, Jackie Daytona took who I thought would be Derrick Henry at the time, which even might have been a good choice too in this case, but he actually took Jalen Hurts, his second quarterback that he's taken as a Vampire. He took Patrick Mahomes first and now has Jalen Hurts, so that left Smokin' Jay Cutler without a quarterback for this last week in week 12. Stampire, he came in week 12 going to go up against me, Bonefex Trees. In week 12 for the QPC projections, I had Stampire winning. I had Cole Roll winning, Z-Hud, and Kurt. So I went 2-2 there, Kurt and Z-Hud with the victories over Chase and El Chuper Cupra. Chase has fallen. He's got the biggest losing streak of the entire league. He's lost 4 straight. I got Smokin' Jay Cutler was victorious over Cole Roll, defeated him, and I defeated the Vampire. So I thought he'd take Tyreek Hill if he beat me, but he did not. So this week, QPC projections look straight up. And so for Thursday Night Football, we've got Curtis Jackson. We've got Garlic Jackson, 8-4. He's on a 5-game win streak. He goes up against 7-5, Chase Vickery, Mr. Solo Dolo. So we've got a big matchup here. I'm going to tell you, you know, these are two people that are going to be fighting for a playoff spot, trying to stay alive in it. And in week 13, you know, there's 2 weeks left, time to make your move. I've got Mr. Solo Dolo victorious over Curtis Jackson. You know, some of these notes I take from the very beginning of the year and how I thought the rosters might look coming in, you know, at the very beginning of the season, I tried to imagine how they might develop. You know, I had a lot of buys coming in for week 13 for both Kurt and for Chase. And one thing to bring up is I thought that Chase would be without a tight end. And so clearly, foreseeing that, his injury to Mark Andrews and then Cole Kmet on a bye. So week 13 is up for grabs in the tight end position for Kurt. So I had all those going, you know, QBs on byes, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, all this stuff for both teams. And I still went with Chase. So let's move on to the afternoon game in week 13. That's Smokin' Jay Cutler going up against El Chuper Cupra. Ladies and gentlemen, El Chuper Cupra has had just a huge comeback, huge renaissance. After starting 0-4 this year, he has made his way back and he was 5-0. He ended up at 5-4, and then since he's gone 1-2 in the last couple weeks, and he is now at 6-6. Tied up, he's back at 500, worked his way back, but then he's lost his last two matches. He goes up against Smokin' Jay Cutler, 5-7 against 6-6. El Chuper Cupra looking for his chance to make it into the playoffs. I mean, at this point, Chuper Cupra is projected by ESPN to finish in fifth place, one spot outside of the playoffs, and Smokin' Jay Cutler is going to take him down with him. So playing a little bit of playoff look, it's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes out. For me in the QPC projections, I'm looking at Chuper Cupra taking this one. So really excited about that. Now we go on to our Sunday Night Football game. You know, it features, like I said, I like to feature people who are about to play the Vampire coming into Sunday Night Football to see them as they prep for a big matchup. Also, in this case, it's going to be myself coming out of Facing the Vampire. So in Sunday Night Football, it's Bonefex Trees versus Z-Hud the Stud. Man, Z-Hud the Stud's been playing great this year. He finds himself in third place. He's in the playoff hunt. He's at 7-5, tied with Chase Vickery, and looking to come up against me. Interesting thing, I don't have a quarterback this week. I had imagined I would. I didn't imagine all of the injuries to my quarterback, my other two quarterbacks out of the three that I elected this to draft this year. So, I thought I'd have a quarterback, got some buys. Z-Hud the Stud has some flexibility, and he's also got a tight end, a kicker, and a wide receiver on a bye, is what I had projected. Now, obviously, I don't even go back and check the rosters. He might have traded that kicker. I haven't kept up with that. So, but it's potential that there's some byes going against each other and some players and everything, or he got another player available to switch. But I've got myself winning this matchup, Bonefex Trees. And so that takes us finally to Week 13's big vampire marquee matchup of the week. It's Jackie Daytona versus Mr. Cole Roll. Man, Mr. Cole Roll was going to be splitting running backs, I had imagined, but with all those injuries, he just comes in so underprepared. Nick Chubb already gone. You know, all these things I thought that the vampire might be looking to feast on. I've got Stampire. I had him with a 60% chance to win. And if we take a look at the matchup, Jackie Daytona currently is projected to beat Mr. Cole Roll 118-103. They only give him a 56% chance. So interesting that we have a little bit of a change up here. You know, I kind of thought he'd be gaining power, especially if he had beaten me last week. So waning, Daniel on his last legs, trying to struggle and get himself to even 500. If he can get to 7-7, there's a potential. There is a potential that he could get into a points matchup with Z-Hud the Stud and Chase Vickery. But at this point, Chase and Z-Hud are both going to need to lose out, and he's going to need to fend off Smokin' Jay Cutler from winning two more matchups, or El Chooper Cooper from winning one more matchup as well. So it's going to be real big, guys. We're really excited. Here we go now. Let's take a look. I've got Daniel. I've got the Bonefex Trees. I've got El Chooper Cooper, and I've got Mr. Solo Dolo this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been great for the Vampire Journals podcast to cover the vampire. And I'm going to pass it over to the vampire himself for a very special Coffin Corner. We'll be right back.
What I heard on these podcast tapes, chilling, haunting stuff. To say nightmares are made of it would be underselling nightmares.
Welcome to And We're Back, the podcast about the demise of two good friends who were found dead after producing possibly the greatest crossover success since Allen Iverson. We take a deep dive in the world of found audio tapes, the last known footage of these two precocious podcasters, and hopefully we can unearth what is going on.
Hard Knocks narrator Liv Schreiber. This time.
Queste volte.
For real.
Listen up, America!
It's the Coffin Corner with Jackie Daytona.
It's everybody's favorite vampire, Jackie Daytona here. It's another episode of Coffin Corner, and I gotta tell you, boys and girls out there, the theys and thems, vampires, werewolves, I'm pissed off! And I'm not gonna take it anymore! So these are the vampires' top three gripes of the day. First off, the red lights! In Northwest Arkansas, this is a Northwest town, North South town. I don't need all these green lights going east, west, going to access roads, side streets. We're trying to get home. Gripe number two, the putrid, terrible state of offenses in the National Football League. At least that's what they used to call it. This used to be filled with professionals. We used to see offenses move the ball. The ball would fly down the field. But now, thanks to this West Coast offense revolution, coupled with the too high safety look, bunch of cowardice defenses, you ask me, and we got Dink and Dunk offense. I don't need the Patrick Mahomes that gets 220 passing yards. Where are the days of the 400-yard passing game? Huh? We demand answers, Joe Biden. The American people demand answers for the sad state of offenses in this country. Gripe number three. And oh boy, listeners, y'all better put on your seatbelts, because I know this is going to steer some of y'all the wrong way. This is going to get in y'all's crawl. But number three, too many black jerseys in the NFL. Too many black jerseys in the NFL. We got to diversify the colorways and diversify the color schemes amongst NFL jerseys. And that is the Coffin Corner with Jackie J. Tona. In America, trust me, I know if you're as pissed off as I am, here in a few short months, come next November, we're going to have a chance to vote and change everything. And that is why I am announcing my bid for re-election, Commissioner of the Vampire League. Jackie Daytona, over and out.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Ray Lewis Leagues. It's week 13. You know, last time I got to update you guys, it was going into week 10 when we talked about how the Ray Lewis League was shaping up. We had a lot of breakdowns about who needed to go 5-0, who had, you know, who were playing four playoff teams in the last 5 weeks, who needed to beat the contenders and beat the bottom players of the league in their schedules so that they could secure a spot in the playoffs. You know, we got 12 people, six playoff spots, two byes. And I've got an update for how we've been. It's been 3 weeks. So since week 10, our 12th ranked player in the league, that was Purple Rain, Stephen Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, he's on one of the biggest highs. He's 3-0 since week 10. Going into week 13, he's ranked 9th in the league. And he's worked himself up to a 5-7 record. So Stephen's really been battling back this season. And we're happy to see him on the upswing. Someone not on the upswing is going to be Johnsonville Champs. You know, the champ has been the champ before, but this is certainly going to be a rebuilding year for Tristan. He was number 11 coming into week 10. And going into week 13, he's going to be number 12. He's last in the league. He's dropped down one spot. He's 1-2 in the last 3 weeks. He's fallen to a 3-9 record. Just a, you know, got to rebuild, got to look at your keeper situation. Perhaps he's got enough keepers to maybe make a trade to someone else, you know. So we'll have to see how that goes. Now, week 10, ranked 10th in the league, is going to be our surprise headline of the last 3 weeks over the Thanksgiving holiday season, Jay Moneybags. He was ranked 10th in week 10. He was literally four spots out of the playoff picture. And since then, he's gone 3-0. He's 6-6. And he is now tied at the top of a four-player tie at 6-6. So now he is ranked fourth place in the league. Ladies and gentlemen, he's made himself deep into the playoff picture, Jay Moneybags. Man, he's beat all three playoff opponents that he was facing this week coming into it. And so with that, he's got a huge rise in his playoff scene. He's only got Quinn and Tristan left. So this rise in his playoff projection is just really great. He could even go 5-0 to finish the season and finish up an 8-6. That's probably going to really confirm him in a secure playoff position when we thought he was veritably out at the bottom of the league. You know, came back last year, just huge, huge, huge turnaround. So big congratulations to Jay Moneybags. Week 13 is upon him. Let's see what happens. Now, number 9 3 weeks ago was myself. This train's bound for glory, Quinn. I only rose up one spot. I've gone 2-1 in those 3 weeks. I told you I needed to go 5-0, 4-1 to even have a lick at the playoffs. And so going 2-1 is good, but I'm going to have to win out just to get to 500. I lost a real close one, a heartbreaker, to Steven a couple weeks ago, losing by, I think, less than 3 points, maybe 2 points or something. I had two injuries that happened during that game, Aaron Jones and Mark Andrews. So really just almost pulled off a 3-0 myself. Had I scored that victory and been 3-0 over the last 3 weeks, I would have been tied at 6-6 with the other four bunch, and I would have actually been in fifth place due to the way I'm scoring with the points. So, you know, real tough loss there. Got to keep winning. Perhaps there's still a way for me to sneak in, but going to have to go 2-0 the rest of the way. Sam Kincannon was eighth place 3 weeks ago, and he's just never woken up. He's fallen asleep. He continued to sleep. He's 0-3 in the last 3 weeks. He's 4-8 this season. Six-game losing streak for Sam. And, you know, let me show you something, Sam. It's time to wake up and evaluate where you're headed next season. Obviously, you need to consider keeping some keepers. You know, you gave up Tyreek Hill this year. He's the number one wide receiver in the league. Who knows where you'd be with him? But you got CeeDee Lamb. You know, CeeDee's been going crazy, so you got to elect to keep him and see what else you have going for you. So, great season at the beginning for Sam. Started hot in the first month and a half, but since then it's just completely cooled off. So, we'll see him next season. He's in 11th place now. Ladies and gentlemen, that takes us to our sleeper of the season. The man sneaking into the playoffs, that's Daniel. He was in seventh place 3 weeks ago. He needed to get some wins. He had the toughest road because he had to face all five playoff opponents going into his last 5 weeks. So he had the biggest hill to climb, and Daniel's been 2-1 since. He's gotten into the playoff picture. He's now ranked sixth. He's 6-6. He's in the money. He's tied for it. He needs to win out to help firm up his position and make the playoffs. Kyle Sandusky Shower, ranked sixth 3 weeks ago, has fallen steeply, just as steeply as Sam. He's also 0-3 in the last 3 weeks. He's 5-7 currently. He's got the same record as Quinn, but Kyle's now in 10th place. The only other person in between them is going to be Steven in 9th. So it's really, it's make or break time for Kyle. Kyle has two playoff players against that he has left. You know, Daniel's got two playoff teams that he has to play. Kyle has two playoff teams that he has to play. So both big hills to climb. They need to be working to get to 8-6, 7-7. You know, 2-0 is important for them coming into it. So we have our final five players to go over in the Ray Lewis League, and that's going to be Z-Hud the Stud. He's in fifth place 3 weeks ago, and he's currently in fifth place. He's been 1-2 over the last 3 weeks. He's 6-6, fifth place in the playoffs, tied just behind Jay Moneybags in the scoring. And Z-Hud needs to turn around, needs to finish his five games. He needs to go 4-1 now to finish 8-6 to really firm up that spot. I think 8-6 is becoming a hotter number than 7-7 for some of these people. So it's going to be exciting. Z-Hud has two playoff teams left to play, and so he also has a big hill to climb. So the 7, 6, and 5 position are just going to be scrapping. They're going to be playing these top four position players that we have in the coming weeks, and we'll be really excited to see what happens there. So fourth place 3 weeks ago was Siren House. That's Andy, also one of the steepest falls. He's fallen three spots down to 7th place currently. He's 0-3 in the last three games. He's on a five-game losing streak. He's 6-6 total this season. And, you know, the issue is that he has an opportunity to go 8-6 still. You know, he could turn this around. Five-game losing streak. I love his bench. You know, you guys take a look at your phones, pull out Andy's team, and look at the scoring he had last week and the guys he had contributing this part of the season. Not who you would draft and not who you would have started most of the season, but currently in the league, the guys that he's got on his team, I think are valuable assets, and I think he's got a lot of deep assets there. So he can pick the right ones that are going to explode with production. He's facing two bottom of the league players for the next 2 weeks. So he's got an opportunity to get back into some rock fights, get in some competitive matches, and to win some games and end up 8-6 as well. So the last three positions were the same 3 weeks ago. Scotty Tunati Ballin in third place, Chase in second place, and Derek in first place. But it's been an interesting go at it. Scotty's 2-1 the last 3 weeks, as is Chase. They're both 8-4. Scotty's got a two-game lead over the fourth-place position, Jay Moneybags, at 6-6. So their top three positions kind of separating themselves out a little bit. It's going to be a battle for the byes. And it's really interesting because Scotty's only got two bottom of the league teams left to go up against. So he's kind of got an advantage there, as Chase has two playoff teams to go up against going in his last 2 weeks. So 8-4 and 8-4, they've got a different trajectory on their schedule about difficulty. I'll be interested to see how that turns out, because ultimately, if any of those guys can get two wins and end up 10-4 on the season, they could arguably be in a shouting match with Derek. Derek lost just this week in surprising fashion. He had been on such a big streak this year with his wins. He was 10-1 going into the week, now 10-2, unable to accomplish or tie the record for Stevens' most wins in a season at 13. So Derek will have to wait till next season. He needs to put his eye on the playoffs now, because it's a close race in the points between Scotty, Chase, and Derek. So if Scotty and Chase, either of them or both of them, went 2-0 in the last couple weeks and were able to end 10-4, and for some reason Derek falls three straight times in the last 3 weeks, losing last week, losing this week, and next week, then he'd end at 10-4, and it'd be a really interesting look at the points to see. He might even fall out of a bye, you know, depending on how it all shakes out. So he can't just coast into the playoffs. He's got to see what's going on. So if we look at our top six players, we've got Derek, Chase, Scotty, J Moneybags, Z Hud, and Daniel in the playoffs currently, with Andy and Quinn shouting for an opportunity to get some type of relevance. So we'll see how it shakes out. Week 13 is going to be a real big one. We'll update you guys on the pick'ems, and we'll see you guys next week. Enjoy it, and, you know, as we say, ciao bello, ciao bacio.